So kuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Namukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili ekuseni siku 17 kumpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, wayengumongameli weSouth Africa uMnumzana Thabo Mbeki uhlangene lomongameli Mnangagwa izolo. Andubana waxoxisana nomkhokheli webandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Umnumzana Nhlanhla nje wena ukhangelelwe ukukhweza emthethwandaba udaba lokuthi abuyele esikhundleni sobuduna ngemva kokuxotshwa ngumongameli Mnangagwa.
Ubukhosi buya ngemuli. Ungaza kuthi wena kule muli yakokhumalo ubusukuya wena ongushiroda kwajele abakokhumalo amantungwa wokuthi inkosi yenu ngesibani. So lokho kwenziwa Mnangagwa yisikhaso sithi inhlamba enkulu ebantwini.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana sezisolwe ngabanye abathi zizithulele ngesikhathi yonkosikazi kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary emiswa emthethwandaba isetheswa amacala ambalwa.
Mase kuthiwothi umama phambi kwabantwana ephelo labantwana akusiphathi kahle futhi okunye kungathi kuyaxaka nje ukuthi sokungathi bekuvele kulinde ukuthi kube nokuhilizisana kumbe bahlukane izakhi lezingenela ilingangene lingani besethe bonke.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Owayengumongameli weSouth Africa uMnumzana Thabo Mbeki uhlangene nomongameli Mnangagwa izolo. Andubana waxoxisana lomkhokheli webandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ngemva komhlangano lomongameli Mnangagwa, uMnumzana Mbeki utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi eleSouth Africa lizimisele ukusiza eleZimbabwe ukuthi lixazulule ingxaki elibhekane lazo, njalo wabuka ezinye inhlelo zikahulumente. UMnumzana Mbeki ukhangelelwe ukuyabona umfelwakwazi owayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe uGrace. Uthe leSADC lizimisele ukuthi izijeziso ezetheswa eleZimbabwe ngamazwe aphetsheya zethulwe. Ibandla le-MDC lithi liza kwethula umbiko opheleleyo ngomhlangano kaMnumzana Chamisa loMnumzana Mbeki. Ibandla le-MDC kobulawayo lithi udaba lokuxotshwa kwenduna uMnumzana Felix Nhlanhla Amangwe Ndiweni esihlalweni lufuqwa ngezombusazwe ebezingamelanga zingenele kulo. UMnumzana Ndiweni obesazakala ngokusola uhulumende ngokwephula ilungelo loluntu ususe esihlalweni ngeviki edluleyo ngoba idale lezinduna ele-Provincial Chiefs Council lithe njengoba umfowabo kaNdiweni uJoram Wakhweza udaba lokuthi nguye okumele abe yinduna kufanele uNhlanhla Amangwe asuke esihlalweni. UMnumzana Ndiweni ubikwa eza kusalolu daba emthethwandaba namuhla isithi kumele abuyiselwe esihlalweni. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumeli seMDC kobulawayo uMnumzana Swithin Chirohodza ukuze sizwe ukuthi bona bami ngaphi ngalolu daba.
Into esiyibona lapha sibona ukuthi awusiwo mlandu kababu Dambudzo uNangagwa ukuthi akhethele abantu beNdebele inkosi yabo, kumbe yena azithathe abe yinkosi yakoNdiweni abe sesiba nguye obeka inkosi koNdiweni. Indaba kaChief Ndiweni vele ihlelwe imuli yakoNdiweni, yena okwakhe njengemkhokheli yeZANU-PF ithatha esingathi ngesikhiwa ikwasetha ukuthatha khonoko abe nikwe khona ayikhona ukuthi yena abe sezenzi inkosi yamaNdebele. Akula nkosi yamaNdebele kwaNaga vele ayisabile khona ngoba phela yena usebenzisa umthetho lo e-local government act owafakwa ngamakhiwa eRhodesia ukuthi babe busa inkosi zethu. Kodwa phela into esiyaziyo ukuthi ubukhosi buya ngemuzi. Ungaza kuthi wena kule muli yakokhumalo ubusukuya wena ongushiroda ubatshele abakokhumalo amantungwa ukuthi inkosi yenu ngisiba. So lokho kwenziwa umnango kwaso sibi inhlamba enkulu ebandeni ukuthi yena abese bhala ebatshela abantu besiNdebele undiwele kayisiyonkosi. Ngibona phela lokhu ukwenza vele kuhle kutshengisa ukuthi kahle kahle nguye phela umuntu vele owayesedukidukini ngesikhathi sekugrawund.
Kodwa-ke yena uhulumende uthi kangenelanga kudaba lolu ngoba lona lwalethwa kuye uhulumende ngabakhona ngale kondiweni njengoba kuthiwa ukhona owayemele abe nguye induna.
Uza ungananzelela mfowethu phela asifuni ukuthi sitaziye indaba zemuzi thina esingakukhuluma nje abantu be-MTC into esizibona kubhangazo kodwa ungakhangela imuli yona ithe yona bayananza ubukhokheli bukabani buka-Chief Felix Mlada ndiwena. Okuzananzela ukuthi bakhona abanye abalokuzwanana nabantu abezanupia yiba asebeletha lolu udaba kuzanupief ngoba phela baswela usekelo emulini ngabalayo isupport emulini. Nga kubehlala phansi lokhu uzenile njengomdeni kuyakhanya sobali ukuthi umuntu vele owavela wathiwa khona khanya ethandwa ngabadala nguyena u-Chief Mdladla ndiwena. Abanye laba sikwazi ukuthi balobungani abantu bani abavele besihlukuluza abantu besiNdebele abantu abathatha inkomo zamaNdebele ezandleni zikabani zika-Chief Khayisa Ndiweni inkomo ezakhulunywa sikhathi u-Chief Khayisa Ndiweni ebhubhile emngcwabeni kwakhulunywa lezo nkomo. Izinkomo lezi esezigcunula phela abantu bezanupief ukuthi u-Chief Mhlandla wayekhuluma lokhu into esacabanga ukuthi ifikake into esigcunula laba abantu bezanu. Njalo ungananzelela nxa kubekwa inkosi esiNdebeleni phela kulomthetho kulomthetho. So imuli nxa isikuya yahlazi indaba awusiyo mlando wezanupief ukuthi ingenele.
Lo mnumzana Sweden Chirota isikhulumeli sebandla le-MTC kobulawayo. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha Voice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kususela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860, la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Intanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana sezisolwe ngabanye abathi zizithulele ngesikhathi unkosikazi kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary emiswa emthethwandaba isetheswa amacala ambalwa. Amacala la abalisa ukuzama ukumbulala, ukuzichadisa umyeni wakhe egula, lamanye amaninginingi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labesifazana ezim imbokodo unkosazana Victress Mathutu.
Ayi, yazi sikuzwile impela lezi ndaba zokuthi unkosikazi kumbe kithiwe unkosikazi kumbe unkosikazi kaChiwenga ungenele ngamaphoyisa ngezakhi yambopha. Okokuqala njena njengabantu besifazana masekuthathwa abantwana, okokuqala thina sibekela abantwana kakhulu masekuthiwebotha umama phambi kwabantwana ithathelwe labantwana, hayi akusiphathi kahle. Futhi okunye kungathi kuyaxaka nje ukuthi ngemva kokuzwakala kwamahemhem ukuthi bolokuhilizisana phakathi kwakho unkosikazi Chiwenga nokwakwakhe usengenelwa yizakhi sokungathi bekuvele kulinde ukuthi kube nokuhilizisana kumbe bahlukane izakhi besingenela ibingangeneli ngani bese sebonke izinto zisahamba kahle phakathi kwabo. So njengabantu besifazana kuyahlukumeza ukuthi yebo uyaboshwa kodwa wayeboshwa ngemva kokuthi usenokuxabana nowakwakhe.
Ye, siyabona njalo ukubana kulo daba lwabantwana lapha obathoyo bona labo singathini ngokubotshwa komuntu ongumame labantwana ikakhulu njengayo bele esithunzi emphakathini bekumele kwenziweni ngokubona kwakho?
Yazi ngikhathazeke kakhulu ngabantwana ngoba ukuthi abantwana babe ufakazi ukubona umzali wabo ikakhulu umuntu ongumama kibo ebothwa kuyinto ezahlalisa engqondweni zabantwana leyana ikuhlukumeza abantwana abezakhe bekumele kube lenye indlela abayenza ngakhona ngoba unkosikazi Thuwenga ubengabanike ukhona eZimbabwe nxa kade bemdinga bekumele kube lelinye indlela abayenza ngakhona loba nje athunyele noma umuntu omtshela ukuthi uyafunakala ehofisini elinde kusemapholisa nombe kuse-ofisini lezakhe athunyelwe ngoba ngoba simaze ngumuntu okade engunkosikazi ka-vice president angiboni ukuthi ukubaleka kwakhe bekungaze kube lula ukuthi nxa bengasathongi ukuthi akazizele ubezobaleka bekumele izakhe ibe lenye indlela yokuthi bambophe kodwa bengambophi phambi kwabantwana ma kuyukuthi abantwana bebekhona kungangcono bathi bambekele umlayezo wokuthi akafike e-ofisini elithile ngesikhathi esingaka bese-ke ekutha-ke after nxa kuyukuthi akasafika ngakulelo ofisi sebengayenza elinye icebo lokuthi bamthole ma kuyukuthi bamcelile ukuthi afike e-ofisini wangasafiki ukuthi bambophe phambi kwabantwana okokuqala kuhlukumeza abantwana isithunzi sabo abantwana nje lakibo nje bazohlala behlukumezekile isithombele siyana sokubona umuntu ongumzali wabo umuntu ongumama wabo ebothwa asisoze sihluke ebantwaneni bazoba sebengabantwana abahlukumezekileyo emoyeni okwesibili isithunzi sakhe yena unkosikazi Thuwenga njengomuntu oyaziwayo kunolokhana nje ukuthi abonakale nje sephonga umngelelo abothwe laphambi kwabantwana kumele kucathangele ukuthi kwenzani esithunzini sakhe kwenzani ebantwaneni so angicabangi ukuthi lo ohambe wayambopha uqale wakucabanga yini uma efika esenza isenzo lesiphambi kwabantwana ukuthi uke wakucabanga yini ukuthi kwenzakala nabantwana ngoba noba yena ebeqala abantwana abalaqala abakudingi ukuthi bahlukumeze ngaleyo ndlela ngoba icala lenziwe ngumzali
unkosazana Victress Mathuthu uxoxela yena-ke engumkhokheli wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labesifazana ezim imbokodo bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ese-South Africa Ngesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leli chronicle lithi iningi lezitolo bobulawayo leMathebelele North ziqalisile izolo ukuthengisa impuphu ngentengo ephansi kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende sokuthi nguye ozababhadala indleko zokuthengisa ngalintengo ama-subsidies ngesiNgisi. Izitolo lezi zivalisa i-OK, Zaphalala, Greens nezinye njalo. I-10 kg ibithengiswa nge-$50, i-20 kg nge-$100. Iphephandaba leli Herald lithi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ezingu-242 sezibhalisele ukuthola incwadi zokuhambisa ezama-passport. Lokhu kulandela ukukhutshulwa kwembadalo yawo yafika ku-$318 ngamadola emelika kulabo abahlala kwamanye amazwe ngakho uhulumende uthi uhlelo lakhe luyasebenza njalo luzaphathisa ukuthi abantu bathole ingwalo zama-passport ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp njalo sithandele ukuxolisa kubalaleli bethu ukuthi lamhlanje asi-live stream kukhasi lethu leFacebook ngoba imitshina yethu inganayihambi kuhle.
Mina igama lami ngumhlanhla kwasangweni ngikhuluma ngila eGoli. Lo ngeze sisabuswa ama-president thina singumthwakazi asikwazi ukuya ndawo thina okwethu kubana sibuswe ngamakhosi noma ngithi inkosi ukuze into zethu zibuyele phambili njenge esimweni esasiyisona kwakudala kwasekuqaleni nje ngoba khona lokhu kulahleka kwamasiko ethu yonke leyo nto isidalela thina amashwa ezimpilweni zethu. Isizwe singalawa amasiko sifile kusona asibambananga sihlukana phakathi sihlukaniswa yini ngikubuzwa ngama-president. Ilizwe laseZimbabwe alime lodwa umthwakazi ame yedwa thiya sihlukumezile ukusa kwamalanga abazali bethu bashonele ezimpini abatholanga lutho
igugurawundi yabuya yathanyela umhlaba wonke uthule wabheka basesihlanganele abantu abaningi inja ikakhulu bona la eSouth Africa abafuna izwe labo kodwa abakwazi ukuthi baqalelephi ngoba ivoti ayisebenzi kwamthokazi yiko nje loku engakusho.
Hayi, gama lami uSibusiso, ngisacela ukuthi ngiphathe nje udaba lami oluphathelane nohlanhla yamankundiwena. Lolu daba lungiphatha kabi kakhulu lubuhlungu ngoba onhlanhla yamangwe ngicabanga ukuthi akusibo induna lezi ezibekwe ngabantu noma uhulumende, zinduna ezisukela emuva le kumzilikazi bayeza nabantu. So ngezinduna okuthiwa ngezebhinga lezi esingasaziyo ukuthi zazikhokhelwa yiphi inkosi esezikhokhelela ukuthi kufakwe kupolitiki kuthiwa uNdiweni akasuswe ukubekwa uDona, akasuswe uNdiweni kubekwe bani? Iinduna ezibalwayo nje kuthiwa zinduna zangamampela zimbalwa kakhulu kakhulu. Loko okunye yiloko kwefekhi lokho, ubeyithatha abantu bezwano, ubeyithatha umntakamnangagwe membekeke abe yinduna, sibona ukuthi uzoba induna ekhokhela abantu. Induna vele mthabo, zinduna ezazibekwe yinkosi esizaziyo. Lokho okunye okuninginingi lokho, hayi, kuyangethusa. Yiyo nje into engiphatha kabi kakhulu. Wenzeni umdlali ngoba bamlandelela kangaka, abake behlukane naye
okhulumayo uNdiweni. Okuzwisa ubuhlungu ngoNdiweni, owesizalwane sakithi engumfowethu ngokuzalwa, ngenxa yokuthi ilizwe lakithi leli layenzelwa into okuthiwa yi-constitution. Kwaba lesigaba sokuthi kumele umuntu abe ne-freedom of speech, akhulume okusemoyeni wakhe, akhuphe. Kodwa namhlanje manje engikukhangelele ukuthi akhulume iqiniso umfowethu ame kulo, engagxeki lokho kodwa igxeka kuphela into embi. Sekukuhle nakulabo noma akhuluma kubo kwenza ukuthi bakuhle, akubake ngabantu abafisa ukuthi nabo baqondisise, babone ukuthi bayaphambanisa, balungisise izibhedo. So okusemoyeni wami yikho lokho kumphatha kubi kakhulu.
Mina inkinga yami ngalo mna ngingakwazi president, angazi ukuthi amandla kaqaphela kanjani entweni angafanelanga ukusondela kuzo izinduna amakhosi. Yithi thina umphakathi esizikhethayo sizifaka emphakathini, hhayi yena ukuba namandla lokuthi uyaxotshwa izinduna. Wayexotsha uNdiweni kukusiphi isisekelo sombuso akusebenzisayo? Wonini sifuna ukwazi ukuthi wonini uNdiweni angeke axotshwa amakhosi phela? Thina yithi esikhetha amakhosi siwafaka embusweni, njalo yithi thina abantu esiwakhipha khona umbuso uyalahleka. Mna ngingagwayi lost, uyalahleka. Into zakho kufanele zikhanyelele ezokuvusa ikhonomi yelizwe, hhayi ukutshonelandelana namakhosi.
Mna ngagwa uyithatha phi i-right yokukhipha amakhosi akithi esintwini? Le ndawo kufanele ukuthi ngabe ingenelelwa yinkosi, hhayi yena. Mna ngagwa sekubonile ukuthi lo muntu uyitrethi kuye, yingakho nje semkhupha laphaya ukuthi abafuni ukubona umuntu esintwini ovusa ikhanda. Wonke umuntu esintwini ovusa ikhanda bayagongoda. Uye sengena endaweni yomfazi kaChiwenga, ipolitiki le abayenzayo. So sekubona ukuthi kungona mxoshi, kodwa impa iphelanga, ikhuyi isabuya futhi. UChiwenga uzolususa uMnangagwa futhi njalo. Lokho kuye kwenzeka kumnyama kubonzi. Phepisani usangwe nenkaya.
Basakazi bakwaStudio 7, linjani bantwabethu? Lani lonke beZimbabwe siyalibingelela, labalaleli bonke bakwaStudio 7. Namphezu kwahulumende lo ohambe wakhuluma emhlanganweni, kambe sho ukuthi sengezimithiwe ilanga livaleli. Nxa ekhuluma uyabethi thina ngapha eZimbabwe kasizwa yini bakithi? Lusizwe lolu.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Njalo sithanda ukuxolisa ukuthi asilive streaming namhlanje kukhasi lethu leFacebook, kodwa siza kwenza njalo kusukela kusasa. Imitshina yethu isilungile. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, iqembu labafuna ukwehlukanisa ilizwe leCameroon ngabakhuluma ulimi lwesiFrench lolwesiNgisi selithumbe abantu abangamachumi amane abakade bencintisa kukhetho lwamakhansili kulelo lizwe ngendlela yokumisa ukhetho okufanele lwenziwe ngenyanga kaNhlolanja ngomnyaka ozayo. Uhulumende uthembise ukukhulula abathunjiweyo njalo avikele abanye abancintisa kulolu khetho kanye leziphathamandla eziluqhubayo ngoba isithi ufuna ukhetho luphumelele. Omunye othunjiweyo utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi ujeziselwa ukuthi kalalelanga isixwayiso seqembuleli esokuthi akufanelanga kuvotelwe umuntu kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale lephalamende lwamakhansila. Umongameli weCameroon umnumzana Paul Biya uthi ilizwe lakhe liza kwenza konke okusemandleni alo ukuthi ukhetho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Ukhetho lokudinga umongameli weUganda luyasondela njalo umhlabeleli olodumo wakulelo lizwe uBobby Wine uthi uzimisele ukunqoba kulolu khetho akhulule abantu ngoba esithi umongameli Yoweri Museveni walelo lizwe osebuse okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu lantathu 33 unguntando kayiphikiswa. Umongameli Museveni laye uthi uBob Wine igama lakhe lokuzalwa kongurobert Kyagulanyi isitha esingafuni ukubona ilizwe lithuthuka njalo wamthumela amapholisa ohlobo lweriot. UBob Wine ubekhuluma lomsakazo weVoice of America khonapha eWashington DC. Weziphathelane lokwenzakala eMelika namhlanje, umongameli Donald Trump izolo uthe umelele ngabomvu ingxoxo mpikiswano e-debate lelunga lama-Democrats elizakhethwa ukuthi lincintisane laye kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngomnyaka ozayo. Wodwa usole ikhomishini ezimeleyo esile minyaka eminingi iqoqa lolu hlelo esithi ithatha uhlangothi njalo ayimsekeli. Ngalokho umongameli Trump ubize ikomiti le ngokuthi ngama-Trump haters and never Trumpers, lapho elova enkundleni yebulenjini eTwitter. Uthi ikhomishini le yake yaxolisa eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo ngokuguqula umsindo we-microphone ayisebenzisa kungxoxo mpikiswano yakhe yakuqala lonkosikazi Hillary Clinton laye wayencintisa kukhetho olufanayo emele ibandla lama-Democrats. Umnumzana Trump uthe njengomongameli kubuye ukuthi ingxoxo le ye-debate iqhutshwe njani njalo kuningi angakukhetha ukwenzela ukuthi achiyane lekhomishini le athi ithatha uhlangothi. Njalo uthi ikhomishini le ebizwa ngokuthi Commission on Presidential Debates ayila mvumo yokumkhulumela. Umongameli Trump uthi uzimisele kuma-debates lawa njalo engaphatheka kwamathathu kukanti ulembali enhle kwezokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ikhomishini le eyabunja libandla lama-Democrats lelama-Republicans iphendule umongameli Trump ngokuvuma ukuthi ngempela kwaba le ngxaki nge-microphone kodwa hayi ngendlela athi kwenzeka ngayo. Njalo ingxoxo-mpikiswano eziqoqayo zilungele umbuso okhululekileyo.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu, umsakazo we-Studio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhongani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu elikwakuyisiwale. Thina sinedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Yebo ke izolo yasenelisanga ukuthi siliqhonsele umculo kaEndinduna owaziwa ngokuthi nguZim Splash ngenxa yomculo wakhe. Igama lokuzalwa kungundumiso moyo ocula iseSouth Africa kodwa ekhulele eKhanyandavu eLupane wafunda leCholocho. Sikhonsa umculo wakhe isisondela ke iKhisimusi. Izolo besilizise inzwisa nje yalo umculo. Induna isithi December singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. Wayengumongameli weSouth Africa uMnumzana Thabo Mbeki uhlangene lomongameli Mnangagwa izolo andubana waxoxisana lomkhokheli webandla le-MTC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. umnumzana Hlahla Mankwenti wena ukhangelelwe ukukhweza emthethwandaba udaba lokuthi abuyele esikhundleni sobuduna ngemva kokukhutshwa ngumongameli Mnangagwa. Inhlanganiso yezilwela amalungelo abesifazana sezisolwe ngabaningi ngokuzithulela ngesikhathi unkosikazi kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMary Chiwenga emiswa emthethwandaba esetheswa amacala ambalwa. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.